On this week's Director's Cut Radio, we turn our focus on Wisconsin's official state dance, the polka. Here are some highlights from It's Happiness, a polka documentary from 2006.
As soon as people hear the word polka, it stops them dead.
People don't realize, you know, how popular the music is, but I guarantee after they saw what it's all about, that they said, this is pretty good.
Polka people are a family. And once you start to get into the live scene, you want to be with your friends.
There's the old saying, you can't play a sad song on a banjo, and it's hard to play a sad polka song.
Because if we can get kids dancing, we can probably keep them from getting into drugs and getting into gangs.
Well, anything's worth a try, right? Joining us now is Tim Gable, one of the film's co-producers. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're a young guy, 31 years old, not considered widely to be polka's demographic. How did you get interested in this subject as a filmmaker?
Almost by accident. We were doing a scene for a commercial, and we needed polka dancers. We called the Wisconsin Polka Boosters, where we met John Pinter, who is in the film. He came up to us and said, you should make a film about polka music.
And John Pinter is one of the people that we get to know in this movie, and he has almost an evangelical zeal for keeping polka alive.
John's great. Like we say in the film, and he's the president of the Polka Boosters, and like you mentioned, there's nothing that he wants more than to make polka more mainstream and more popular.
Polka actually was, in a way, the rock and roll of its time, especially for people of certain ethnic backgrounds. It was the music that was playing when people danced and caroused. Can we ever really get that back?
You know, it's an interesting question. I don't know if we can ever get back to where what it used to be or where it was, but without some sort of evolution or change. But then the question is, what is that evolution? What is that change to the music? Or does it then become something completely different? Or, you know, can the traditional polka music live in today's environment?
And you capture that. There's seems to be a battle of wills going on between those who want to keep it the same and those who want it to evolve.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. There are a lot of people in, you know, both of those camps.
Were you a big consumer of polka before you did this movie?
Oh, gosh, no. not at all.
But you grew up in Mequon, not far from Milwaukee, so you must have had some idea of the cultural significance of polka, at least to certain parts of the country and to certain ethnic groups.
You know, I wish that I could say I did, but I really didn't. Wisconsin has over 80 polka festivals.
Really?
Over the course of the year. You know, it has such a strong influence on our state's culture. But I was oblivious to it before this film.
One thing that really surprised me, Willie Nelson shows up in this movie. How did you find him, and how was he involved in polka?
We met Willie Nelson by way of Jimmy Sturr, who is also in the film.
Okay.
Jimmy Sturr has won the most Grammys of any artist out there. Jimmy Sturr had done some records with Willie Nelson. So when we were talking to Jimmy, he's like, well, my friend Willie, he even used to polka. And that was that. So we knew we needed to talk to Willie Nelson.
Tim Gable, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Friday night is popcorn night in Wisconsin. You can see more on Director's Cut with Charles Monroe Kane tomorrow night at 9:30 on Wisconsin Public Television.